to everyone there than I expected. I mean, it took her like still took her a couple days to adjust, but it still
Yeah.
was much faster than I expected and much faster than the previous year when I brought her down as well. And she did eventually let the my nibblings pet her for a bit, even though the youngest kept terrifying her because it's impossible to explain to a 3-year-old child that the like jumping up and down and saying kitty, kitty, kitty is like the worst thing you could possibly do if you actually want if you want the cat to play with you.
Yeah, that's not how you endear yourself to the kitty, but that is also kind of adorable.
Especially one as skittish as poor Soak here.
Oh, poor baby. She got through it. We all got through it. We all got through Christmas holidays or whichever. We're alive, and that's what matters.
Arguably.
Arguably, we're mostly alive.
Yeah.
I am in my convalescence. I am sickly Victorian boy, and someone needs to send me to the seaside to take the air.
I was also just like repeatedly sick before the new year. It was shit. Somehow, while I was down with my family, my entire sister's family got sick with some mysterious illness.
Oh dear.
And somehow I didn't get that, even though I was like with her family and my parents the entire time. So that was nice. We were discussing some sort of book a few months ago, I think.
Yeah,
What were we doing?
it rings a bell. There was some sort of primate involved, possibly a gibbon.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just it's a funny word to say is gibbon.
Perhaps
There's a gibbon and a
a
priest.
macaque.
Yeah, maybe. I'd go almost as far as a lemur, you know.
Yeah. We also
Yeah.
did actually we also did leave off we also did go on our hiatus kind of in the middle of a storyline, which I apologize for and I kind of meant to avoid, but
Cliffhanger.
yeah, circumstances just kind of got in the way and kept getting in the way for a while.
Life happens relentlessly.
Yeah. Anyway, we've a new year now, and a new year by the Chinese calendar as well. I think it's the year of the rabbit now. Is that
Oh.
right? I think it's the year of the rabbit now.
I have no idea. I'm gonna look it up. We've a new year. There's a cat, mostly not coughing up horrible things. It's well, I can't, that's speaking for myself. I can't say about the cat. They are wont to do that. Chinese New
Oh,
Year.
it looks like the year of the rabbit starts on the 22nd of January. Actually, it hasn't quite happened yet.
I mean, the episode probably won't be out until after then, right?
It might be, yeah, by the time we actually release this, it might be the year of the rabbit.
Yeah, so let's hop on to it. Hey, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't apologize. It's I love your jokes.
That could generously be described as a joke.
Yeah, so we were in the middle of a storyline involving the pilgrims came across the Mountain of Flames,
Metal.
which was like an 800-mile wide mountain that was on fire continuously, and in order to put this out, they needed to get the palm leaf fan from Lady Iron Fan, who is the Bull Demon King's wife, and she tricked Wukong into taking a fake fan.
I don't know, if your name is Lady Iron Fan and you have a Palm Fan also, I imagine this is just like your thing. Like you just
Yeah.
collect them.
Maybe the
Jeez.
palm leaf is also made of iron somehow.
Could be. I prefer to think that this lady just has a really nice collection of fans.
Could
And all
be.
sorts of materials, chiffon. I don't actually know what that is, but it sounds nice. Freaking linen ones. Skin of her enemies, iron palm, you know. I imagine her having a nice room and that it brings her great joy.
Yeah. This the episode just I guess as to the warnings. It's a bit of misogynist language. And it's like
Bitches love fans. Sorry.
yeah, bitches love fans, and also just like fooling around with someone while pretending to be someone else. I
Oh.
don't want to say rape by deception because it does not go that far, but that
Yeah,
general
that
idea.
kind of yikes territory.
Yeah.
Also, aside from the serious warnings, I have been inside for 3 weeks. And I'm becoming extravagantly weird. So,
Looking forward to that.
yeah, great. Try reel it in. I'm looking directly into the microphone as if I'm trying to make eye contact with it. And I've just seen myself doing that. So that's where we are today.
Here, I'll move my webcam to point at Asok so you can watch her instead.
Oh, cat. Here's the baby.
Oh, these wires are completely tangled.
Oh, she is an adult cat. She's an adult cat with a past.
She's
She's very
about,
mysterious.
like 2.5 years old.
Oh shit, really? I didn't realize you got her when she was a kitten. You swallow.
I was told that she was 11 months old when I got her, but I didn't get an exact birthday.
Ah, lovely. Your birthday can be whenever you want, so it can be every day. Anyway, sorry, podcasts. I'm not going to be distracted by the cat. You did
Oh, you
podcasts.
absolutely are. But
I yeah, well, I'm 100%, but I'll try reel it in for I'm trying to be polite to the listeners and I guess the microphone.
The local spirit of the Mountain of Flames tells Wukong that if he wants to find the real Palm Leaf Fan, he should go see Lady Iron Fan's husband, Sun Wukong's old blood brother, the Bull Demon King.
Why do I get the feeling that Wukong owes him money or something, right?
Well, the entire family that he's met, like he's met the entire family of like Red Boy, like this is Red Boy's
Oh shit,
dad.
this is Red Boy's dad. I
This is
keep
Red Boy's
forgetting that.
dad, and the entire
I
family
should
is
have.
has so far has been pissed off with him over like getting Red Boy converted to Buddhism.
Oh yeah. No, I remember this now. Yeah.
So Wukong asks if the fire was originally caused by the Bull Demon King. And the local spirit says, no. I know how it was started. I know how it was started. And I can tell you, but you have to promise you won't get mad at me. Because, like, why would I get mad at you? Just tell me who set the mountain on fire. And he tells Wukong that you set the mountain on fire, and Wukong gets mad at him.
He didn't start the fire. Wukong
Wukong
did.
did.
Wukong absolutely started the fire. It
Yeah.
had not always been burning.
Do you want to guess how
His world was
Wukong's
turning.
Do you want to guess how Wukong started the fire as memorialized by Billy Joel?
Did it happen after the Festival of Immortal Peaches?
Yes, but what specifically happened after that?
Oh boy, what didn't happen at the Festival of Immortal Peaches?
What happened after the Festival of the Immortal Peaches involving fire?
He got locked in a under a mountain in a oh gosh, what is it called, Quiva?
A brazier.
A brazier.
The brazier wasn't under the mountain. The brazier was before he got trapped under the mountain. But yeah, he was locked up in Lao Zi's brazier. And apparently when he escaped off that, he knocked over some charcoal and that fell here and formed the mountain of flames.
So in other words, this is your mess, kid. Clean it the fuck up.
Yeah, basically. And the local spirit was one of Lao Zi's servants who was working the brazier, and he got banished here to be the local spirit of the mountain as punishment for like letting the charcoal fall as well. So he got punished for Wukong's mess.
Jesus. Ugh. This is a spiritual customer service role, isn't it? This is very, you've dealt with someone unreasonable, but you didn't stop it by magic somehow, so you're on a performance improvement plan.
Yeah, and he has to beg the person he's telling information to not to be mad at him. Because they'll yell at him, even though he has nothing to do with it.
I feel for the spirit. I guess you can't, like, if you're in divine employment, I guess you can't really say, fuck you, I quit. Although, you could go to the side of demons. Like, is that how they recruit? Because I gotta say, that's effective, and the, you know, retention policies need to be looked at here.
I'm not sure how the demons recruit. I mean, usually it seems to be some, like, a lot of the time it seems to be some, like, random animal belonging to or hanging around one of the heavens, just kind of stealing something and running away.
Fair.
So also, like, I keep yeah. gesturing towards where my camera normally is, even though it's not pointed at me at the moment, it's pointed at the cat.
I'm still trying to charm the microphone, so it's fine. But I am enjoying Asok vision right now. It's beautiful. She's just sleeping. I could watch it for days.
But
Asok, I think sadly would be on the side of the demons. All cats would.
Probably. But
I respect it.
But yeah, the Bull Demon King, his wife is Iron Fan, but he doesn't live with her anymore. He moved in with a girl named Princess Jade Countenance 2 years ago in the cloud-touching cave of the Hoard Thunder Mountain.
The what Thunder Mountain?
Hoard Thunder. H-O-A-R-D. Does not start with a W.
I'm so sorry. And that's probably my own internal misogyny kind of going, well, he left her for a hussy, which probably isn't true.
So what the story here is, her dad was this 10,000-year-old fox king who died and left her all his fortune.
A silver fox.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yes. And so she made this arrangement with the Bull Demon King to become his concubine. She gets some protection from him, and he gets like access to her wealth, basically.
So she's being extorted.
I think within, yeah, I don't know. You can argue the case of the gender roles here, but I think she's, from her perspective, she's getting like a valuable asset here as well.
It's a protection racket, though. It's like you pay $50 to the mob and they don't break your legs, you know.
You become part of the mob by marriage. I don't know.
I mean, maybe, you know, I've seen those Tony Soprano therapy scenes, you get. We've gotten well off track here, and I've no idea where I was going with that. I don't want to end up where I think this will lead. Please continue.
Okay. So, the point is, anyway, the Bull Demon King is living with her now, and he has not visited Iron Fan in 2 years. And if Wukong wants to get the real Fan, he should go to the Bull Demon King. So Wukong heads off to the Hort Thunder Mountain, which is 3,000 li south of the Mountain of Flames. And there he finds a woman and asks her for directions to the cloud-touching cave, claiming that he was sent by Lady Ironfan to summon the Bull Demon King. This immediately pisses off this woman because she is actually Jade Continent Countenance. Countenance?
Oh. Face?
Is that pronounce it right?
Countenance, yeah.
Countenance, yeah. So he goes up to this woman and basically is like, oh yeah, your boyfriend's wife is looking for him. And her reaction to this isn't great. She calls Iron Fan a filthy slut and a numbskull, according to Anthony's translation. And complains... Yikes. That the Bull Demon King has been sending her back jewels, gems, silk, satin, firewood, and rice constantly, which is like he's been like I guess sending back some of her wealth to his wife, and she wonders if she has any shame and what the fuck she wants now. Wukong, not much of a better response, immediately calls her a bitch. Asks her if she's not ashamed to have just bought a man with her money, and tries to attack her.
There's a lot going on here. This is very Ming Dynasty Jeremy Kyle.
Oh god, is that show still going?
No, and actually there's a really, oh god, I can't remember where I read it, but there's a really interesting long form article I found on how horribly abusive that show was. We probably shouldn't joke about it. I think it was mentioned in an episode of Behind the Bastards also.
Yeah,
I probably shouldn't quote half remembered sources on the record. I guess we don't have like the kind of reach to get people believing in lizard people or whatever the fuck.
Let's just move swiftly on.
Yeah, let's. I extravagantly weird. So
she runs back inside, and she finds her husband reading in, or not her, her. I don't know what the word is. She finds the Bull Demon King reading in the library.
Her well-paid love. No, because that's not true either. I get, this is just a mess.
Yeah,
this is just a fucking mess.
Are you, like, if you're someone's concubine, are they your concubine? Is there a separate term for it?
Is this a translation?
Oh, thing? I'm sure. Yeah, I'm certain that there's more specific like terminology in China for this relationship, or in Chinese for this relationship. I don't know.
I mean, I hope not. That would imply it's external to fiction existence.
Concubines were definitely like
I know concubines were a thing, long and storied history of the concubine, just the kind of like I'm taking your money so you have protection from me, okay, cool, but I'm pissed you're sending money to your wife. And also, I just, you know, they're messy. They're messy. I don't. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. It probably actually are they messy? Is it a clear cut case of extortion here? I don't know. Anthony Yu is dead and cannot tell us. So let's.
And the original author of this novel is very extremely dead.
Also very dead, like extra dead. Like the way Wukong is like quadruple immortal. He's like quadruple dead.
Yeah.
Super dead.
So yeah, she starts crying to him, and says she's been attacked by some hairy faced monk. He said he worked for Iron Fan, and she gives out to him, and calls him a henpecked nitwit, who's putting her in danger when he's meant to be protecting her. And
she ain't wrong on the danger.
Yeah, well, I mean, could you really blame her for her husband's mate from 500 years ago showing up and, like, causing a fuss?
True.
But yeah, the bull points out that his wife doesn't actually have any male servants, just women, so that monk must be lying. The fact that it's a monk doesn't seem to be the odd part, just the fact that it was a man. So he puts on his armor and he heads out to investigate. He looks pretty different to how the Monkey King remembers him. But he comes out dressed in a wrought iron helmet, a gold cuirass lined with silk brocade, pointed buckskin boots, and a Lion King belt. Whatever a Lion King belt is.
It strikes me that the author describes weaponry in this book in much the same way George R. R. Martin does food. It's all very lavish and, you know,
yeah,
brocaded and, you know, look how sexy the sword is, and let's not read into that too much.
Nothing wrong with liking clothes and armor.
Fucker's tooled up. Anyway, he's come out, he's striding out, he's got dangerous swag on him. Yeah. So yeah.
The narration also gives him the title World Wrecker, which is a pretty cool title.
World Wrecker. It's a fairly metal episode so far. You got a fucking Flame Mountain, you got the World Wrecker.
Yeah, and he's a fucking gold cuirass as well. It seems it's very, very blinged as well. Anyway, Wukong tells him, "Oh, you're looking better than ever." And he tells Wukong to shut the fuck up and tells him why, and tell me why you're here. And they have the expected back and forth. He's pissed off about Red Boy, and asks Wukong why he attacked his girlfriend. But
it's
they do
fair questions.
They do de-escalate. They're old friends. Wukong puts away his weapon and he tries to ask for a favor. He has to borrow the fan. But that doesn't go well. He thinks that Wukong insulted his
Johnny
wife.
Two Horns. Sorry.
Insulted his wife and snubbed his concubine, and he starts a fight.
That's a twofer.
Yeah.
Fourfer, if you count that. Anyway, continue.
So yeah, he starts a fight with Wukong. He says that if Wukong can last 3 rounds against him, he'll tell his wife to hand over the real fan, which is a familiar thing that these demons keep promising to do and then immediately going back on. They fight for like about 97 more rounds than the Bull Demon King said he'd concede after. At which point Bull receives a messenger inviting him to a banquet, and he just asks to pause the fight so he can go to the party instead and leaves.
Fair, you gotta eat.
He doesn't even like say anything. 90... Doesn't say anything to Jade Countenance, he just leaves.
Yeah, that bit kind of sucks. But you fight for 97 rounds. You want to look after your blood sugar.
It was 100 rounds, because he said he'd concede after 3. And then he went for 100, which is 97 more than he said he would.
Fair. Did he get his ass kicked every time?
No, they were like fairly evenly matched.
Don't you have to, out of universe, don't you have to get your bread out of the oven?
In 47 seconds. So yes, let me go do that.
I will watch the cat.
You can keep us out of company while I do that.
Maybe.
Hey.
Yo.
I've been experimenting again with like making a vegan version of the soda bread I make. The one problem is just the egg. Like the only two ingredients in it that wouldn't be vegan normally are like buttermilk and eggs. The buttermilk works fine, like with like just oat milk and a little bit of lemon juice to acidify it, but the eggs are the tricky part because it kind of crumbles apart very easily without them.
What binding agent did you use?
So I tried aquafaba before, but I had to throw out that I ended up having to throw out that loaf for other reasons. And I just like I don't actually like chickpeas that much, so I wouldn't really have it lying around. And I'm using now just attempting to use a kind of like powdered starch egg replacer thing from a packet I got in a like hippie food shop.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So I'll let you know on the next episode how that goes.
I've tried again and again with flaxseed, and they just don't like me. Aquafaba, I feel, is the best binding agent. But again, I don't really eat chickpeas either.
Yeah, I don't want to be eating a tin of
But
chickpeas
yeah.
every week just so that I have it to make bread with.
Anyway, Cueva's gone all cottage core and shit.
I'm not even vegan. I'm not even vegetarian. I'm not even vegetarian. I just have been using oat milk instead of tit milk for a while. And I was seeing about wanted to make a vegan version of the bread just for if I was making it for anyone who didn't want eggs in it.
Oh, yes. The bread is out of the oven. The cat is being cute. We shall proceed.
The cat is licking between her own toes.
She is being so adorable and a queen in every way.
Oh, I have to get a guillotine.
No! This one monarch I protect.
All right. So anyway, the Bull Demon King got invited to a party by a dragon, which means the party's underwater. So he gets on his water repellent golden eyed beast. Send us fan art on Twitter of what your interpretation of what the water repellent golden eyed beast looks like.
Yes.
And he heads to the palace of the Dragon King in the Green Wave Lagoon in the Scattered Rocks Mountain. And
Okay, so
Wukong.
there's fire, there's a tooled up bull king, there's called what is it, World Breaker, and there's a
World
dragon now.
Wrecker.
This is World Wrecker. This is officially one of the best metal albums of 2005.
So Wukong follows him to this party and finally succumbs to the fate that lays before all of us, carcinization. He shapeshifts into a crab in order to infiltrate the party.
Ah,
And
fair.
he calls himself Private Sidewise Carriage, which I think we can all agree is the best possible name for a crab ever.
Yes, please.
There's a poem about the party, and we get the usual like list of various aquatic creatures attending the Dragon King. So we have long whales, huge crabs, scorpionids, iguanas, green-headed perch coquettes, perch matrons, dragon
Perch
sons,
what? What exactly?
matrons.
No, the word before that, coquette.
Yeah.
Like a little flirty
Yeah.
fish.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, the episode just got interrupted because we got kicked off Zoom for not paying them. So
Yeah,
welcome
fuck
back
that.
to the second half of the episode.
I don't know, the director of the gallery I used to work with absolutely point blank refused to get paid Zoom just to make sure all meetings were under 45 minutes, and I respect that choice. Also, during our very, very brief hiatus, I had to think about what terms would be better for crab, and I like shell and sconce scuttlebeast.
Well, that's like a general term for crab, but like private sideways carriage is like a name for a one specific crab. I think it's kind of a
Oh, okay. All
different
right. I
angle.
that's his name. I kind of thought he was going like, "Oh, I'm not a crab.
No,
I'm just, you know,
that's what
fancy
he's
carriage.
giving
I'm
as
just
his
fucking look at
name.
me." Okay. Well, I mean, the latter would be on brand for Wukong, you gotta admit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
Also,
man.
what also in the brief seconds I was waiting for Zoom to finish saving the recording of the first meeting that we did and starting up the next, I got exciting news. MJ, did you ever see me post about Transy or the computer wore pigtails?
Oh yeah, the weird robot thing.
Yeah, it's like a
Yes.
1960s girls comic, with about a like little robot girl named Transy.
Every trans woman I knew was obsessed for a few minutes back in 2020.
The someone found like at least one other issue of it in an old comic shop.
Okay, this is exciting.
Yes. I'll make a note to like link to that in the show notes when this episode goes out.
Awesome.
Anyway, Wukong was crashing a party as a fake crab.
Rochelle and Sconce Scuttlebeast.
Shell ensconce scuttlebeast, name of rank of private, name of sideways carriage.
Actually, yeah, it bothers me that he it bothers me that he went for the rank of private. It seems out of character,
Too
but
low,
anyway,
but
continue.
he doesn't want to get noticed though.
Yeah.
He's being in stealth mode.
Fair, fair, fair.
Also, I was talking about the poem with the perch coquettes when we got cut off. There's a footnote on that poem, also noting that the poem mentions playing the flute, which was apparently also slang for blowjobs.
Oh,
Yeah.
those fish be sucking and fucking.
So, while the Bull Demon King is occupied, Wukong decides to impersonate him. So he steals the water pelt golden-eyed beast, turns into the form of the Bull Demon King, and flies off to Princess Iron Fan and pretends to be her husband who has not visited her in 2 years. So she gets the news. She starts straightening her hair. She starts making sure she looks all right. And then she
Oh,
asks him,
sweetie, no.
yeah,
Oh, no.
she asks him what's finally torn him away from his new concubine that he's bothering to come visit her. And he's just like, oh, I've just been too busy. There's like, it's really busy, but there's urgent shit now. I've heard that that cunt Sun Wukong is about to arrive at the Mountain of Flames, and if he does, he might come looking here to borrow the family fan so he can put out the flames. So if he shows up, you should tell me so that I can do something about it. And she starts crying and she's like, Wukong was already here and he nearly killed me, but I managed to give him a fake fan to get rid of him. And he's like, oh, okay, where'd you put the real one? And she's like, no, it's fine, just stay and have a drink. And she has food and wine brought out, tries to tries to have a nice night with her husband she hasn't seen in 2 years. That's Sun Wukong in disguise.
Oh god.
Yeah, he's like he's refusing to break his he's drinking some of the wine, but he's refusing to like break his vegetarian vow. So he's only kind of picking out a bit of fruit. But eventually she starts to get quite drunk. And she starts cuddling up to him and like feeding him fruit from her mouth. Kind of
sweetheart, no.
Half
okay,
undone.
that's weird whichever way you slice it. I don't care if it's your ex or your... Actually, no, I can see some circumstances in which that could be very hot. Never mind, but still, like, not your... I've got someone to text later, but not your ex, okay? Not your ex.
I mean, they're still married, like, it's...
Well,
that's kind of the definition of a concubine that you have. Like, they're not someone that you're with that you're not, like, married to at a full capacity so you can be married to someone else.
Listen, take it as someone who has been slowly emotionally ghosted by someone they truly, truly cared about. If you haven't... let's not get into that, but if you haven't heard from this person in 2 years, they are your ex. I don't care. If you're still married.
According to
I know Mercury's in the microwave right now, but you gotta remind yourself of your worth, you know? Go and catalog your fan collection.
I don't know why I'm trying to be devil's advocate for these relationships, but like according to Jade Countenance, he has been sending his wife back gifts constantly. At the very least.
But... I mean, that to me, that says less I want you back, sweetheart, and more alimony. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
That a guilty conscience is not a foundation for a relationship.
So she's getting quite drunk at this point. And Wukong tries to press her about where the real fan is again. And she just kind of, she giggles a bit, and she's like, ah, and she spits out a tiny little fan the size of an almond leaf out of her mouth where she was keeping it. And Wukong in disguise is like, oh, how could something this small put out 800 miles of flames? And she's kind of too pissed at this point to realize how strange a question that is from her husband, who should know what this is. And she's like, ah, are you having so much fun out there with Jade that you've forgotten how your own treasure works? And she explains you just have to touch the seventh red thread attached to the fan's handle with your left thumb and say the magic words. Hui Xu He Ji Ji Chi Hu, and it will grow to 12 feet long. So Wukong, having heard all
still
his
seems
needs,
like a bit of a small fan for 800 miles, but you know, but it's magic.
Yeah, 12 feet, that's fine. This is a great, great big size. So Wukong, having what he needs, grabs the fan, pops it into his own mouth, wipes his hand across his face to reveal his true form, and tells Lady Ironfan to have a good look. And she just falls over and starts screaming, I'm so mad I could die, over and over again.
Fair.
He takes it poorly.
No, I can't. Continue.
Yeah, she does not take a man pretending to be her husband and stealing her stuff after having made out with him very well. This is unsurprising.
No, you don't get to have like fruit fun tongue stuff with it. No. Did they mention the kind of fruit?
Are you looking for tips? I don't think so. I can double check.
No, we're okay. I can. Yeah, we're good.
So
I've got some grapes.
Oh, maybe something like orange slices, because there's like a bit of length to them. I don't know. So there's, I will note, there is a two line it because I'm very mature, because I'm very, very mature. I will note that there is a little short two line poem when Wukong leaves, saying, "With no desire for such beauty, he triumphs in gaiety."
So, I'm not pretty, but I'm funny.
I mean, I think it's just saying he didn't care about how pretty she was and he's going away happy. But I was mostly just
Oh, fuck
like,
that.
I was mostly just trying to make an immature joke about like the modern connotations of the word gay.
Oh, and the fact that they were sharing a fruit?
Was the fact that
Just
he
passing the same fruit back and forth with their mouths.
Well, it's more I was trying to make a joke that it's like, oh, he didn't care about how pretty he was because he's gay. That that
Ah,
that that
okay.
that's the that's the
Yeah,
terrible joke I was going for.
that's far less filthy. Well, it's just
Yeah, that landed great.
I do jokes for money. Like, deeply weird. Deeply weird today. Oh, it's cat.
It was not a good joke.
Quiva's up. Oh my god, no, don't. No.
I'm currently putting the webcam directly into my cat's face.
I nearly no. Okay, we don't go for that joke. We move on with the story. That's what we do.
This is, yes, I'm giving MJ a close up of my pussy.
I
It's a very chaotic episode that we've returned back to after hiatus.
thank you for thank you for taking one for the team,
Yeah.
Quiva. When I say I've been inside for 3 weeks, I haven't had COVID. I just haven't been able to move. So my housemate and I have developed a very codependent relationship. I'm making eye contact with microphones. I have the attention span of Wukong on cocaine right now, and Anyway, like the lady is rightfully pissed,
She's
and
pissed. Wukong is happy. Wukong is full of gaiety because he has the fan. He's leaving. He flies off, and he as soon as he's gone, he's like, "Okay, let's test out these magic words." He grows the fan up to 12 feet tall, which works. And he looks at it and he's like, "Oh, this is actually a lot fancier looking than the fake one she gave me earlier. This looks like the real deal." And then he realizes he just grew the fan to 12 feet long. He's 4 foot tall, and he doesn't know how to shrink it again. So he has to drag this thing that's three times bigger than he is all the way back to the Mountain of Flames with him. Which is not
Why don't you
that
just
big a deal.
fly with the fan?
It's not much of a big deal for him. It's just kind of awkward and annoying.
That probably looks pretty funny, let's
Yeah.
be fair.
So meanwhile, when the Bull Demon King leaves the dragon party, he realizes that his ride is gone. And he asks, "Was there any stranger at the party?" And he was told, "Oh yeah, there was this crab no one really knew, but he seemed, I don't know, he was whatever." And he's like, "Oh shit, that was Wukong. He's stolen my animal. He's
I
impersonating
remember
me."
his crustacean hijinks from
Yeah.
back in the day.
Yeah.
Yes, we were crabs then. We were lobsters one memorable evening. Memories. We don't talk about the shrimp. Are shrimp a crustacean?
Don't know, they seem like they would be.
No, they're shellfish, but they've got those little almost little armor.
But yeah, he concludes that Wukong has gone and impersonated him and gone to see his wife. He knows his old blood brother quite well, I think. So,
Yeah.
yeah, he heads back to Iron Fan's place, sees his beast tied up outside and his wife crying inside, and he just asks her, "Where's Wukong?"
Oh, also, yeah, important, very important plot developments, but also shrimps are crustaceans, as,
Okay.
in fact, are woodlice.
Wood lice. Interesting. That's weird. Does that mean that people, what about pubic lice? Are people like being semi like biologically accurate when they call pubic lice
Them
crabs?
crabs? Is that why they're crabs? I don't know. Ask your mom. Sorry. I'm actually looking that up. Sorry, we'll continue with the story.
Yeah, so she starts like hitting him. She starts like headbutting him, and gives out to him that how could he be so careless to let Wukong steal his beast and impersonate him. She explains what happened. Wukong impersonated him, stole the fan, left. And then she just goes back to shouting, "I'm so mad I could die." She's still extremely
Fair.
upset.
Yeah. Fucking absolutely. Jesus.
There's a nice little comedy bit at the end of the chapter that I like, where the Bull Demon King promises to skin Wukong, break his bones, and gouge out his heart, and then he shouts to like the nearby servants, "Bring me my weapon." To which the maid replies, "You don't live here. Your weapon isn't here." And he's like, "Then bring me
Fuck,
my
fuck,
wife's weapons."
fuck. I like that.
So he borrows his wife's two swords and heads off after Wukong.
No description of the swords.
There was in the previous chapter, I believe they're blue. They're blue treasure swords, if I remember correctly from the description.
Stylish, simple. I like it. So I know we've all been waiting for an update on the pubic lice.
Yes.
I can't seem to find whether or not they're crustaceans. I'm like three Wikipedia pages deep at this point. So many warnings on how not to get them, but nobody asks the pubic lice about who they are, you know what I mean? I can't tell you whether or not they are crustaceans, but I have some upsetting news, and that is that you can get them on your eyelashes.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah, so that's a great image, I think. Yeah.
No, I think okay, I think this here says they're a type of insect.
Well, yes, but so is a woodlouse, and the woodlouse is nonetheless a crustacean.
Is it crustacean isn't an insect though, is
No, it's I believe a categorization based on the sort of exoskeleton you have. Possibly, I'm not a crustacean expert, but if you are a crustacean expert, or you know a lot about pubic lice, please feel free to weigh in.
Nope, actually
On
don't.
social, please message me directly.
Message you can message MJ directly at tshockotrash on Twitter.
Yeah, it's spelled T-Shuck.
Yeah, you can message your drawings of the golden-eyed water repellent beast to Monkey King Pod. You can find me at Oak Reef on Twitter. I also during the hiatus, I set up a little website of just like a little gallery of the random shit that I do and make, which is at oakreef.ie, oakrweef.ie. I'll link that too. I spent a little bit of the hiatus making little pixelated fonts because I felt like it.
Sweet.
And it didn't take much energy while I was sick.
Nice. Keep the brain ticking over.
Yeah, stop me from going mad.
So my news is, if anyone's floating around Dublin, Hysteria now has a late night show at 10:30 after the regular Friday show, so that's cool. I'm also producing a play in the Seen and Heard Festival, Jonathan Victory's Elementaler, which is about a martial arts teacher who's dealing with some shit. It's told as a seminar. It's very funny, and a very nuanced look at mental illness, so you should come and support the arts and all that jazz. 11th and 12th of February.
Yeah. I will put links for that as well in the notes.
Sweet. Goodbye, and I'm so sorry for leaving it on the eyelash pubic crabs.
You didn't have to bring them back up.
They won't leave my head. Now it's everybody's problem. If I just suffer, so should you.
Sorry, when you say you won't leave their head, do you mean your brain or your eyelashes?
I fucking hope not my eyelashes. I think, can you imagine, like, the cream you have to use is really costing. I'm just like, oh god, do you have to shave your eyelash? No, because my great-grandmother actually cut her eyelashes because she was sick of all the male attention she was getting. True story. And she had to wear dark glasses for the rest of her life because they never grew back. So I don't know. You can't shave your eyelashes. That's one thing I do know. I don't know how to treat eyelash pubic crabs. I hope I never have to find out.
I decided that we're going on another hiatus. Bye.